Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast this day. If you're a new listener, we are heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, and we pray that you are blessed as you spend the next few minutes with us. Well, as I was seeking the Lord, I sensed those that are listening this week are struggling with areas of hindrance and opposition in their lives, some on a personal level in terms of things in you're asking God to do and work in your own life, in your own person, ways that you can be set free and be fully the person that God has called you to be. And others are burdened and just crying out to God for a change and deliverance and results in terms of situations you're facing, or perhaps in relationships, in your family situation. And what I'd like to do this week, as the Lord allows, is to share a very important part of your spiritual weaponry. One of the keys in your spiritual arsenal, if you will, that you don't hear a lot about in terms of preaching or teaching, but I do know from my own experience and from my understanding as you read the Word of God, that this is a very key element in seeing victory in our personal lives, as well as for those with whom we are praying, or for situations that may be confronting us and you just really need the Lord's intervention. Well, as I always do, whatever I share must be backed up by the Word of God. And so I'd like to share a passage of Scripture found in Matthew, the 17th chapter, verse 20. And before I read that, this was a situation in which a certain man came to the disciples, and he had a son who was a lunatic. That's what the King James says, sore vexed, that sometimes he falls into the fire, into the water. And he's basically relating this to Jesus. And he said, I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. And then Jesus said, he said in verse 17, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And it says, Jesus rebuked the devil left, the child was cured at that moment. And then when a little time had passed, the disciples came to Jesus, and they say, why could not we cast him out? And verse 20, Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you, unto you. Verse 21 says, howbeit, or however, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And that's what I would like to talk to you about, the spiritual discipline of fasting. Now, before some of you just rise up and say, Sister Glass, don't you know that's not in all the manuscripts, that edition of fasting? Well, that may be. However, my King James clearly says it is there. And I would like to share with you from the Word of God, and that's why this ministry always preaches the whole counsel of God, because we can't jump at a particular verse and say, this proves my opinion, this proves my opinion, this is what the Word of God says. We have to be open and allow the Word to bring together all the aspects and facets of a certain thing. So The reason I'm sharing this is that some of you need to incorporate this discipline in your lives. Now, there's a lot of flexibility and variety in that. So before you just push it away, let's hear what the Word of God has to say. I remember years ago, we were in Hayward. We had a church on B Street. And I remember this was a Thursday night, and I began to share this message on fasting. And I remember one new brother said, "Well, I can't do that. I'm not able to fast." Well, of course, there may be physical situations, your health may be in such a situation or condition that you are not able to do the kinds of scriptural fasts that the Word talks about. Nonetheless, I believe it is extremely important that every one of us, regardless of your condition or age, can incorporate the spirit and the discipline of fasting in our lives. And I will go on and we will share examples of how we can do that. But the point is that the Lord expects us to fast however we choose to do it. And for some, it may not even be food. It could be perhaps watching television. It could be some particular activity we enjoy doing. And we are just going to deny ourselves this particular pleasurable activity because we are seeking the Lord and we are adding intensity and fervency to our prayers so that God will see how fervent and sincere we are. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And there is an efficiency, if you will, an effectiveness that comes through the denial of self in fasting, however you choose to do it. And whenever I've taught or preached on this subject, it's a very, very personal thing between you and the Lord. It is not a matter of anyone else's input. It's something that God will place on your heart, and you will respond to Him in a way that He desires you to do, even with limitations. As I say, even if it's not in the area of food, which is the normal, typical way one hears fasting. Of course, we can relate to that in terms of our medical experiences. You have any blood test taken? Well, you have to, quote, fast for a certain period of time. And so I want to share this with you because there is tremendous power in fasting. Now, the fact, like I said, well, Sister Glass, don't you know that that word and fasting is not in some of the translations? Well, let's just take a moment and look at some other areas in Scripture. One that I'm fond to mention is Mark, the 16th chapter. There are disputed verses, and some of the new translations have this, you know, this is not in the original manuscript, verses 9 through 20. Well, first of all, as you look at that, who is going to end anyone writing? Can you imagine ending epistle with this verse? They went out quickly, fled from the sepulcher, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. End epistle. I don't think so. No one that's writing is going to end it like that. But in the verses 9 through 14, it talks about the experiences that the disciples had after the resurrection. And then in verse 15, there's these statements, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth is saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up servants. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, when modern translations or denominations or belief systems rule out that, I once had a dear brother who said, don't you know that tithing is not in the New Testament? Well, yes, I know it's not mentioned explicitly, but implicitly it certainly is implied. However, just let's stay with Mark, the 16th chapter. There are 4,200 Greek manuscripts of existence that they are, you know, the scriptures can be taken from, the translations. Of them, 680 contain the Gospel of Mark. Listen to this. Only two of them don't have those disputed verses. The three Latin versions all have them. the fact that these verses are questioned in modern times, they weren't questioned until the 4th century. So what's going on? Well, number one, I think the carnal nature of man does not want the responsibility to have and to move into the power of God, which Jesus commanded his disciples. And also, there are other carnal considerations. We don't want to take the responsibility of prayer, of fasting, of giving to the Lord. And so this is one of the reasons that we see in a lot of modern circles that the church is powerless. We don't preach the word with signs and wonders following like the early church did. Why? Because the enemy wants to water down the word of God, that it doesn't really mean what it says. It doesn't really mean that if you, beloved brother and sister, if you are a believer and you understand the whole counsel of God, the full gospel, it says you can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And so, beloved, there's much in the scriptures. I'm just sort of laying a foundation, and we're going to look at some very clear passages from the New Testament that should hope to persuade and convince you. Some that maybe at a distance say, "Well, thanks, I'm not going to do that." Well, you don't have to. It is anything we do for the Lord. It's our choice. God never contravenes our will. He never forces anyone into salvation. It's a choice that we want to make. But I would hope it's a choice that you desire to make because you love God so much and because you want to see miracles in the lives of your loved ones. You want to see deliverance in your own life. And beloved, it is possible through faith and also at times in fasting, and I'll show some personal experiences as well. Well, my time is rapidly coming to a conclusion, and I'm excited to share this because God has given me a ministry of fasting. Not that he has given that to everybody. I've fasted more perhaps than some, simply because it's something God has given me, just like God has given a ministry of intercession to those who are true intercessors. It's a call of God. However, it's something that we are all to take part of. We're all to pray. We are all to stand in the gap. Amen. So we're just laying a foundation. We will continue on in tomorrow's broadcast. I invite you to join me. If any time you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to unveilchrist.org, our website. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. The announcer is now going to give our contact information. I invite you to write, share those needs. I pray for you every day, my radio family, and of course, certainly my UCM partners. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,